It's disgusting, disgusting. Here comes the colonel. Disgusting.
Ah, yes, once again, one of my better fans, one of my more dedicated fans, sneaking in here, disrupting a serious science program. All right, welcome back to the second half of The Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network, exploring the business of emerging science, open innovation. I'm your host, I'm Colonel Mason. Earlier half hour, you heard Kurt Kelly talk about the Internet of Things. We're going to get back to him in just a minute. And, of course, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. And we're going to hear again from Diane Collier, who's telling about how the Metrocon conference is progressing. That's the Metrocon conference, October 26th. You can hear more about that. Learn about more about that at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you will see a link. Right now, let's step over to our fountain of useless information we keep here on the set. Rummage around the coin jar just a minute for today's query.
Welcome to the fountain of useless information. How can I help?
Aha! I see we have awakened the spirit of the fountain because we threw in the coins. The spirit, who knows all, hears all, sees all, and tells all for price. All right. Oh, spirit of the fountain, here is one for you. There's a literary question, oh, spirit of the fountain. The name of Harvard University's satirical newspaper. You know it, oh, spirit of the fountain? Harvard University's satirical newspaper? What is the name?
I have given you my answer. And now you may tell me.
Yes, yes, yes. The spirit of the fountain is in higher education and knows all this silly stuff. The name of Harvard University's satirical newspaper? If you said the Harvard Lampoon... you're probably a fan, aren't you? Yes, the Harvard Lampoon. All right, enough frivolity. Let's get on back to the program. So, if you were listening in the first half hour, you heard Kurt Kelly. He's a technology consultant. I'm going to be presenting at the Metrocon Conference October 26th at Arlington, Texas. If you want to know more about that conference, go to our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you will see a link. Kurt is fascinating. He was telling us about how blockchain is changing IoT, the Internet of Things, and particularly he believes that it's going to affect the medical profession.
And so healthcare being a big piece of this, it's, you know, we went to electronic medical records, and, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we got to that step, or we're still getting to that step, I should say. But how does one doctor talk to another doctor without still having to put a piece of paper in a fax machine? And so as archaic as it sounds, healthcare still uses and relies on fax machines or a courier, and it's costing them money every time that they use a courier to send medical records from one office to another. And so there's several different people that are playing in this space in particular. And the thing that's good about it is the fact that everything is going to be, you know, cryptographically secure on the blockchain. Hopefully the application side of things, you know, they meet the expectations that, you know, that we as people would have for them to meet. And, you know, so a lot of movement on healthcare. The other side I would say is I don't want to necessarily say second, but it would be the industrial side. So, you know, the IIoT or Industrial Internet of Things is another really big keyword right now in the market. A lot of people are saying, you know, Industrial Revolution 4.0, if you will. And so part of that is, how do we now start automating these processes with sensors and tracking our product progress from manufacturing, you know, from the very beginning to the end, but then also taking it all the way through distribution to your channels? And so, you know, I would encourage people to look up, it's on IBM's website. They've got a great animation video of how this actually works in, not just in theory, but actually works in real life, in reality, is to where you have a product that goes from manufacturing all the way to the person receiving the product at the end. And let's say that it's vegetables or fruit. So we all know how sensitive it is for fruit to stay within a certain temperature range, or even vaccines to stay within a certain temperature range from, you know, we'll call it chain of custody, from point A to point B. Well, in the past, we've always had to rely on people's word that, you know, it never rose above a certain temperature. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then we started putting sensors on the trucks and we could tell, but there still wasn't an accountability piece to it. And so now, literally, even a grocer, whenever somebody comes in to do a delivery, I can look at what does the contract say. So I don't have to trust what the truck driver says. I look at what the contract says, which is reading sensors. And if I feel that it went outside of the variance, so kind of like SLAs, if you will, on the telco side that we're so accustomed to, now we can start doing SLAs on, you know, even the delivery of goods and say, no, it went outside the temperature range and I'm not comfortable, so I'm going to decline the shipment. And so, you know, it gives a new level of accountability, too, for the people that are receiving shipments and also shipping, you know, product around the world. So that's just a few of the markets. There's quite a few others. Obviously, we touched on identity just a little bit with the integration of, you know, artificial intelligence and machine learning and things like that. So it's that's just a short preview of what we can discuss at MetroCon, and I'm really looking forward to getting some feedback from the audience and make it interactive as possible.
Well, you've really given us a very, very interesting view into the future, and I can't tell you how much we super appreciate it. We're going to really look forward to hearing what you have to say at MetroCon, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of interaction from the audience. And before we go, Kurt, I know that you've been mentored during the course of your life, and you've mentored others, and maybe you have some words to live by, maybe a creed of living that you practice on a daily basis, or would pass on to a younger person, or to your own children, or to a brother, or to even us old folks who have trouble getting our arms around all this new technology. So give us some words to live by. What do you have for us?
You know, the one thing that I would say is kind of the way that I like to look at things, is that people always want to get to the end result without going through a process. And so if there was a phrase that I would suggest, it's structure to the process allows for exponential progress. And what that means is that if you structure the process and you embrace it and enjoy it along the way, we always have an opportunity to learn from somebody or something every day. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you've learned, make sure that you share. Because that's really the biggest thing is for us to share our knowledge and our wisdom with others as we progress.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll tell you that's certainly one of the joys that I have with being a science news reporter, because I can't know everything, but I get exposed every day to new ideas and new concepts and new things. It's just absolutely fascinating. I understand that at MetroCon, Bell Helicopter is going to be doing a little presentation on their vertical takeoff and landing car that they are developing, and that is going to give us a whole new set of questions and problems that are coming up. And I hope to be interviewing the keynote speaker on this program again sometime in the future. So I hope people will stick around. Anyway, thank you so much, Kurt Kelly, technology and business consultant in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, going to be speaking at the MetroCon conference. That's going to be October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center. You can find out more about that conference and the schedule of speakers at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see a link. Kurt, thank you so very much. We'll see you at MetroCon.
Thank you, Carl. My son. It's a pleasure.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Okay, right now we have on the line Diane Collier. She's the 2017 chairman of the IEEE MetroCon conference, October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center. You hear us talk about it on this program just all the time. And we finally corralled her, and it hasn't been easy. Welcome to the program, Diane.
Thank you, Colonel. We're really excited about our 30th anniversary program. We've been doing this from many years, where we started at UTA with a couple of tracks and tutorials, and now we've developed into a full program of up to 7 tracks. So exciting times for us.
I think this is this your third year as chairman, it seems to me?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, and I've enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to developing some new folks to get involved in it and maybe take this over from me, but we're having a good time with the third year and looking forward to future years, and hopefully we can develop some good volunteers to get involved with us. And just came back from our sections congress with IEEE, where we learned some more about how to put on these events, so glad to impart more knowledge.
Well, you always do such a good job, and of course, that's one reason why we've had trouble corralling you, because you've been in Sydney, Australia, with an IEEE international conference. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we get into Metricon?
Well, every 3 years, IEEE puts on an event where they pull together representatives from sections all over the world. And lately we've been moving the conference a little farther around. This was in Region 10, and we had the conference, of course, in Sydney, Australia, at the convention center there. It was 3 days of an intensive programs and exhibits and speakers, everything from ethics and artificial intelligence to conference development to our women in engineering group, promotions, how to do those, and it was just a great networking event. I ran into a lot of old friends from all over the world and hopefully made some new ones.
Oh, that's sensational. And you arrived back with a sore throat. That's another reason why we haven't been able to get you on the air for very long. But anyway, that's cleared up, I guess, right?
Yes. I was going, okay, in a week we can do this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've never gone on an air flight anywhere that I didn't also come back with a sore throat. It's just air travel is so uncomfortable anymore. It just isn't fun like it used to be.
Well, 14 hours, you know, that's a little extra there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, give us a preview. I guess the first thing that we should talk about is the exciting keynote speaker that we can't talk about. So there's a...
We're going to have a dynamic speaker on a topic that I'm sure will take us into areas that we wouldn't have dreamed about back 30 years ago. It'll be space exploration related, and we're really looking forward to it. So, excitement there.
Yeah.
We'll at the show we'll hand out a little information so that folks will be able to take away some information about our speaker on their way out, but we have to keep it mum.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's going to be fascinating.
We have this exciting speaker that's the mystery speaker, and it really exists. We're not just telling people that we're going to have. We really have this person coming, and it's going to be an extremely exciting thing, and so we hope that people will show up and listen to what is said. And that's about as much as we can say. So that's as a keynote speaker. You got some other exciting people there too. I understand McNair is going to be there talking about vertical takeoff and landing automobiles.
Yes, in the age where all of us have a toy drone somewhere in our possession, we've had some folks present on this program, I believe. We're looking at smart cities, and City of Arlington has some autonomous vehicles that they're beginning to do some work with for delivery of people around the entertainment area. Alicia Winkelbeck and Mindy Carmichael will be talking about that. And we've also got another autonomous vehicle presentation with Vikram Appiah from Texas Instruments. So that should be interesting. Plus, there's other areas that are being discussed, industrial IoT, and some of the area low-power area networks also being discussed. So there's a wide variety of things that are happening in that space. It looks like our autonomous vehicles may be a big piece of this as well. So this seems to be, we seem to be into a lot about transportation in this event.
Yeah, Ed Hightower is going to, I understand, be, well, he's the track chair for that particular track of IoT, and I understand he's also going to be the lead-off speaker when the conference opens. A fascinating guy.
Yes, and he's also very involved in the smart city space. So it's been a lot of fun working with him. He's working with co-chair Brent Reger from Lockheed, and Brent brought him to our group, and we've been having a lot of fun working with Ed.
Yeah, it was a good time to mention then that Lockheed Martin, of course, and Encore are two of the major patrons of the conference this year. I know you avoid the word sponsor, but that's what they are. They're actually go hand in hand with IEEE and Metricon in producing the event, and we always appreciate Lockheed and Lockheed Martin and Encore just very, very much. So want to be sure and give them credit here.
Yes, and we very much appreciate their involvement, both as volunteers and as patrons, and the number of people that they'll be bringing to the conference actually to learn some of this information we're providing. Really, the Metricon conference is about educating engineers and technologists on current trends and technologies, so we appreciate that they keep their employees informed and ready for trying to keep them ready for the future. We have a couple of presentations on drug delivery, one using nanoparticles for potential cancer treatment, and also some other vehicles for lung cancer therapy. And we also have one. Oh, this is a good one. It's ways to use imaging and studying developmental cardiac mechanics. So, from treatment to being able to figure out what the issues are with our. A lot of engineering into biotech, so, and we're a little bit like machines in some ways too, so a lot of the information flows over.
And once again this year, you're doing a track on professional development and financial planning. I know you did that last year too, and apparently you were happy with it because you brought it back. So can you tell us a little bit about the financial planning aspect of the conference?
All right. We're trying to come up with some new areas. One of them is going to be on having a private foundation. Something to think about in estate planning is what is the legacy you might want to leave. So we're going to have a presentation on setting up a private foundation. Maybe might be some kind of scholarship thing or something else, but leaving a legacy along with your estate. Another area, something we're always interested in, is how to invest with some tax-free items. So mm-hmm. There's a presentation on tax-free municipal bond management and how investors can increase their tax-free yield.
All right. And so, what have we missed? What haven't I asked you? What do you want to make a point of that I had forgot to bring up?
Well, one of the other things that we try to do with this conference is involve our universities and provide a space where they can have some development. We have a student poster contest. We've offered that to universities within our area and outside our area. It's basically they set up a poster instead of a PowerPoint, and they do a presentation on things that they're working on. A lot of them have an opportunity to work in research. Some of them have an opportunity to do internships, and so they get an opportunity to present and win some cash prizes. That's always a little exciting for us, and we also have several student volunteers. We have there's three universities that are part of our IEEE Fort Worth section. That's University of Texas at Arlington, University of North Texas, and Texas Christian University. So we usually have some volunteers involved there. Often a lot from UTA, just because we're close, because we're at Arlington Convention Center, and it's pretty convenient to them. But they've been great working with us. We also have an exhibits program, so we've got several vendors that are coming out, and we'll have a table set up with some of their wares to share and get a chance to do a little hands-on with some equipment and other things.
Well, that's always really good.
And we'll have a reception for some networking after. Always after the luncheon, we provide some extra time to spend time with the exhibitors. And so we have a full day. It's a full day. Starts at 7:30, and presentations end at 4:45, and then we have some time for a little relaxation and networking and some drawings at the end of the day. So it's a full day.
Lots of fun. Opens at 7:30. Meet and see old friends, make new friends, and learn new ideas. All that at the Metricon 30th anniversary of the Metricon conference. Conference will open with a plenary session and features keynote luncheons and recognitions of sponsors and patrons. It's going to be October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center, and you'll be able to register online at metrocon.org. That's metrocon.org, and you can find out more about that at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you will see a link to metrocon.org. Well, Diane Collier, the 2017 chairman of the IEEE Metricon Conference, October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center. So good to have you with us. We really appreciate your coming.
And now we make time for the Voice of Reason. Listener comments, ideas, and suggestions.
I think of course, we are living in a very, very interesting time where we all feel like threatened by either natural disasters or attacks, or whether it's cybersecurity or surveillance. So I think more and more research is going to be needed. I think we will need more people from different fields to join forces together and work together. But I think one of the biggest issues that I see happening, I think the problem is the lack of enough technologies that are existing to solve problems. I am Delilah Mayerby. I'm a faculty at the University of Massachusetts. I am the director of the CMINES, that stands for Computer and Machine Intelligence, Networking and Distributed Systems.
So you decide, has this really been the Voice of Reason? Listener comments are welcome at 214-329-4949. And please tell us your name and where you're from.
You've been listening to The Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason, the definitive program on emerging and nanotechnologies, now archived and streamed on the web at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Join us next week at the same time as we learn more about the promise of tomorrow.
Waiting for you.